Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the east? Run away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the east?
Chicago. No. Oh, that's Steely Dan bringing us back. What was I thinking? Steely Dan, one of the great bands of all time, bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I don't know what's going on. I'm just in a mood today, folks. I'm just. I told somebody the other day. By the way, let me bring our good friend Pete Sepp in here. Pete's here, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I admit that. I'm owning up to it. I'm in charge of this show. I accept the responsibility here. Pete doesn't have to do that, but he's got his own problem. National Taxpayers Union president over there at NTU.org. Pete, thanks again for being here. Pete's an 18-year member of our brain trust. Pete, I'm no longer depressed. I'm now frightened because America has nominated a human to ever run for office and a whackdoodle to run against her. I mean, what we've come to, and so Pete, I'm no longer depressed. I'm frightened now. So can you talk me out? Can you talk me down off the ledge here?
Well, I can try, but we have to start the conversation with Congress.
You guys have got a good report. You guys have got a good report for them. You guys do a great job every Congress, I should say, of aggregating the votes and the performance of the members of Congress based on treated our money, right?
Yes, and we use every single roll call vote cast in Congress that could possibly affect taxes as the basis of our methodology. We assign a weight of 1 to 100 to each vote, depending on its short-term and long-term impact on taxpayers. A total of 408 votes in the House and Senate cast last year. That is why it takes us so long to put together. Mm-hmm. It is comprehensive and pretty hard to argue with when especially a Republican gets a score or grade that's slow. It's like we have to tell them, look, you had nowhere to hide on this scorecard.
Yep.
We captured it all, and you just there voting with taxpayers.
I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Only 14 out of 100 made your list.
That's right. Only 14 got an A. And look where we had to put the curve for the grade to get an A in our rating. You had to have a score on all those Senate votes of 83% or more. Now,
wow.
That shouldn't be very hard.
I wish my professors had used that rating when I was in college.
That's right.
I might have got a better job. I might not be on the radio anymore.
There was in fact,
I might have done more with my life.
I've often wondered that myself. I wish I always had a like this
right.
When I was in college. But you know what?
Moynihan called that defining deviancy down. You guys have gotten caught up in that now.
Well, you have to pick your fights when it comes
right.
to this Congress.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We are talking about a Senate. Let's just stick with the Senate. The average score on our rating was 48%. So you take a look at all the votes.
40,
that were
less
cast
than half.
In the-
below 50% on average on behalf of you and me and our money.
Yes, and you won't just find Democrats scoring really low. I mean, there are Republicans on this scale who are getting C and C plus grades, C minus grades even for put. 53%.
Well, every year that goes by, it's harder and harder to tell the difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
Well, on many issues, it is very difficult. And this is especially the case with federal spending.
Republicrats. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, on Republicans try to differentiate themselves, not always smartly, but when it comes to spending money, there's far, far less difference.
Yeah, it's all about getting reelected. That's the problem. That's the reason why there's no statesmanship and there's no leadership to speak of up there. Very little. Less and less every year, it seems to me. What about on the House side?
Well, the House average, hey, great news. So
up a whole 2 points,
there.
Huh?
Yes, a whole 2 points. And unfortunately, though, there are very, very few folks who get what I would call a natural A grade. In other words, getting at least 90%. I can barely find three. Mick Mulvaney, South Carolina, is one of them. And then you have to search really hard for the rest. It's
wow.
Primarily only folks getting A who are in the mid-80s with their score. We're grading on a huge curve once again to show that, well, Congress has a long way to go when it comes to being fiscally responsible. They've got to do better. I'll say this, there is a ray of hope here. The lowest average recorded were in the 30s. So at least we're doing better than that right now.
You know, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
Unfortunately so, but I think that what we will see in the next Congress is a widening gulf of people who realize they waiting out elections to see if their political party will somehow have ultimate control over the entire policy process. They won't. You have to start confronting issues for the good of the country. Social Security.
I hope that's not a naive statement. I hope that's not. I know you're too much of a romantic, Pete. So I'm hoping that's not a romantic naive statement. I hope you're right. otherwise, as I've said, hashtag God help us. Tintail, right back with Pete Sapp. National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.